The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher ve'osher ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit ve'atzlacha bechol ma'aseh yadav. And be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied learning Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shelema Yosef ben Sarah. Refuah Shelema Rahamim ben Adel. Refuah Shelema Sarah bat Rachel. Enna refana lahem. Enna refana lahem. Enna refana lahem. Fata nefesh ufata guf. Refuatam karabal abo v'chen yinasom v'nomar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Daf Gimel, and we are on the fourth line. We are in the middle of the sugya that began on the Amud Bet with a statement of Rava that told us En Ones Begitin. Let's review what does it mean En Ones Begitin. Normally we have a concept that if a person, let's say, makes a condition, and let's say wasn't able to fulfill his condition because he was Anus, which means it was out of his control. The reason why he couldn't fulfill his condition. So normally you say, well, he's excruciating circumstances, so therefore it doesn't count. Which means the condition normally shouldn't have ramifications because it wasn't his fault that he couldn't fulfill the condition. However, Rava teaches us a chedush, in on his begitin. That law doesn't apply when it comes to a get. For example, when a guy gives his wife a get, he gives a condition, if I don't come in 30 days, you have a get. So now let's say comes 30 days, and he wanted to come, but he was sick. So he couldn't show up. Doesn't matter, Rava says. In Ones Begitin, the law of Ones does not apply. The get is still a get. And a guy can't claim, well, I tried to get there and something happened. Klal, in Ones Begitin. So the Gemara was searching, how do you know this principle? What's the source of in Ones Begitin? So the Gemara concluded, it's really a Sevara. And the Sevara is based on what? The Tzinu'ot and the Pirusot. Let's review what does it mean, the Tzinu'ot and the Pirusot. The tzinu'ot are like the ladies that are modest, but in this context it means ladies that are mahmir on themselves. They're cautious, they want to be very careful. So what's going to happen? A guy's going to make a nedir. If I don't come within 30 days, you're divorced, right? So what's going to happen? Really, he didn't show up because he don't want to show up. And therefore, really, the divorce is going to be a divorce. She's going to say to herself, no, you know what, he probably didn't show up because he's honest. And therefore, if you're going to say yes, honest begitin, she's going to be mahmir on herself and say, you know what, really, I'm not divorced. And therefore, what, she's not going to get married. And therefore, she's going to cause herself to become an aguna. So the rabbis to come along and not to put these sinu'ot in this particular way. They said, you know what? Even if it's an ones, it's a get. So therefore, regardless, when he doesn't show up in the 30 days, whether it wasn't or whether it wasn't ones, it's a get. And therefore, she'll let herself get married. Ina me, the Gemara says, because of the pirusot. Why would we worry about the pirusot? Because if you're going to come along and say that what... that it's not a get, which means you're going to say that what yes on is begitin, and therefore you're going to say it's not a get. What's going to happen? Sometimes the guy is going to be an honest, right? And really, she's going to come along and say the other way because she's a pirutza. She's going to come along and say, he wasn't anus, and therefore the get is a get. Therefore, she's going to go get married, and the guy's going to show up. And come along and say, oh, you know what, I was honest. I couldn't get it because I was sick, whatever reason is. Now our children have become Mamzerim, because really she was Eshet Ish. So the rabbis came along and said, for Tekrav the Pirutzot, in Ones Begitin, that no matter what, even if he doesn't show up because of an Ones, the get is a get, and therefore when she gets married, the marriage is a marriage, therefore the children are not Mamzerim. So that was the Sevara of Rava. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question. The Gemara says like this, Umi ika midi de medoraita lo leve get. Which means like this. The concept of honest is a deoraita concept. Which means we see, like that she quotes, Shematzinu ta'anat honest min ha-Torah she'ne'emar, ve'le'na'ara lo ta'ase davar. In a case where, let's say, a lady, she didn't go willingly with a man, she was anusa. So it says, la'na'ara lo ta'ase davar. Which means the Torah recognizes that if a person's anus, you're not bound in the case of an onus. And therefore, in the Torah, onus should apply also legabe get. That what? That if a person made a tenai, if I don't come within 30 days, it's a get. And then he got the circumstances. Really, we should say since it was onus, it's not a get, meaning it's out of his control. So how could the rabbis come along and say that what it is a get? Now, by saying it is a get, what are they allowing? They're allowing this lady now to go get married. She's been a Torah, it's eshet ish. Been a Torah because it was an honest, really, they're still married. So how did the rabbis come along now and matir eshet ish le'alma, even though been a Torah, really, the lady is still considered married. Comes Gemara and said, they're allowed to do that. In, they're allowed. Kol the mekadesh, anybody that gets married, adata the rabbanan mekadesh. Which means, when a person gets married, the way that she understands it, his marriage is dependent on the will of the Hachem, meaning the halut kiddushin, the effectiveness that the kiddushin is hal, the person has in mind, as long as the rabbis are happy with this kiddushin, it's kiddushin. But once the rabbis decide that they don't want this kiddushin to be hal anymore, so therefore they have the ability to undo it. For example, in this case over here, when such a get is given, with a tenai of 30 days, let's say, an hour example, and there was an onus, the rabbis deemed fit, because of tekana of pirutzot and siruot, they said, you know what, in this case we don't want the guy to be married anymore, we want the get to be a get, and therefore since when you got married accepting upon yourself that as long as the rabbis want me to be married, I'm married, when they don't want to be married, I'm not married. The rabbis use the principle of v'afkinu rabbanan l'kiddushin mineh. So the rabbis are able to revoke the kiddushin. They're able to take away the kiddushin. Which is really happening is, the mechanics, the way it'll work over here is, that the money that he gave, let's say for kiddushin, the rabbis can come along retroactively and come along and say, you know what, that money was not kiddushin. That money will turn it into a matana. The rabbis do have an ability using the principles of hefker betin hefker, where the rabbis are able to make property ownerless, and therefore they can decide. So that money that you gave over was in the case of matana, you were never married, and the guy got married with that intent. That was his intent when he got married. And therefore his marriage is really dependent on the hakerim. Tosfot says that's why when we get married, we say, Areat mikudeshet li kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedat Moshe is Kedat Moshe, meaning according to the Torah, Yisrael is the Hachamim, the way they interpret the Torah. So therefore, there is no problem for the rabbis to do such a thing, because really the marriage is made under that premise. Rashi, Kol HaMekadesh, Kol HaMekadesh Isha Al Da'at Shenigo Hachmei Yisrael. Right? You're getting married according to what the Hachamim want, Be Yisrael, just like the marriage is going to be hal according to the will of the rabbis, it can be nullified according to the will of the rabbis as well. If this get, the rabbis deemed to be a get, therefore we're going to say what? It'll be a get. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, I have no problem when you want to say that the kiddushin was done bekesef, Rashi, lememar afkatek the kiddush bekaspa, dene maget ze okera kiddushin, veosim ot matram ikaran. I understand how the rabbis are able to mechanically play with the money. They're able to come along and say, what? The retroactive, the money was a matana, efker bedin efker, therefore, no problem. However, kiddush bebi'ah ma'ika lememar, which means, what happens over here when a person makes a kiddushin with a bi'ah? Which means, how does that work? Do the rabbis going to go along now retroactively? What they take away a bi'ah? Which is bishlam. If a guy just gave kesef, no isur was done technically. Guy gave money. Good, so they can come along and say the money was revoked. It was ifkir betin ifkir. When a guy does a bi'ah, they already had a relation. What are the rabbis going to? How can the rabbis take away a maaseh bi'ah? So comes the Gemara and says, look at that sheet for a second. Kaddish bi'ah mai. My afkate mi ikara ika bishlama al yede get kasher. Now, Rashi's discussing, well, what do you mean? A regular get. Forget about this case of onus. When a guy does regular get, what does a get do? A get undoes the bi'ah that was done before. Well, he really doesn't undo it, Rashi says. Afapisha kiddushin kaim adakshav, which is even though the kiddushin was hal of tutos, meaning all the bi'ahs that were done till that point are considered legal. We have a pasuk that teaches us, Shaget korto umatir isuro mikan ulhaba. Good. What a get does, it works forward. However, aval ze she'eno get min haTorah, this get over here, that's a get with this honest business, ve'atam makshiro mipnei da'to sheze shekenshal da'at hachamim, and the only reason why you're saying it's okay, why? Because you're saying when the guy get married, because according to the will of the hachamim, ve'shebeto api hachamim, tzarik atanam she'me'ikaran lo yu kedushin. So you have to say, well, retroactively, the kedushin was al-hal, because that's the way that she's understanding it. She's learning a lot that you're getting married, that my kiddushin is only hal if they want it to be hal. And if they don't want it to be hal, they're going to revoke it. See, what are you doing with the bi'ah? So the Gemara says, the rabbis have a power as well. Yes, the rabbis can turn that those bi'ah that he had with this lady into bi'at zenut. And as she comes along and says, Shavya rabban the bi'ah l'ato l'mafreya, על ידי גט שהוא מדבריהם בעילת זנות, ויש בהם כוח לעשות כן. They have a right to do that. שערי תלה בהן. Again, since in his intent, when he got married, he relied on their will, and therefore they have a right to even turn his ביעה into ביעת זנות. That's the Gemara. Now, as she just quotes over here, שמעתי כל רבותיי מפרשים, דקדיש בחספה, דקדושי דרבננינו. She's somewhat learned that the difference, the reason why Kiddushe Kesef they could undo and revoke, is because Kiddushe Kesef is only Midrabbanan. That she rejects that conclusively. He says Kiddushe Kesef is not Midrabbanan. Kiddushe Kesef is the Uraita. The same Kiddushin they learn it from Pisukim. Kiha Kiham is the Ephron. And therefore that unacceptable answer. And then the answer is that what? They can revoke Kesef Kiddushin based on Efked, Betin Efked, they can turn it to Matanah, they can even turn the Bi'az, even though the guy made it Isur, which is the guy who already made a Bi'az. What are you revoking? Yeah, we'll turn that Bi'az, instead of a Bi'az Kiddushin, they can turn it into a Bi'az of Zinut. Why? Because Kola Mekadesh, Adata Drabra Mekadesh. They were Mekadesh, whatever you say. And therefore, in such a get, the rabbis want to make a Tekanah because of Pirusot and Sinuot. Therefore, they don't want this guy to be married. So therefore, they can even turn his, retroactively, his Bi'az to Bi'az Zinut. That's the first derech of the Gemara. Now the Gemara gives a different way. Ika de amre, there's another version. Amar Rava, vechen le'inyan gitin. Exact opposite. Which means, so too le'inyan gitin. So too what? All the sugya started based on a Mishnah that's coming later on that taught us a lesson that, wow, you know, the days used to get married, they made a irusin, or a kedushin. Then a year later, they would consummate it with a nisuin. So we learned the halakha is that, let's say, when the year is up, and the guy for some reason does not consummate the marriage, so he has to already start paying her mizonot. And already, if she's a bat yisrael married to a kohen, already she can start eating teruma. We said, but not if he was an ones, which is, if let's say the day came, and because of circumstances that are beyond his control, he got sick, she got sick, or like we learned, let's say it landed on a Sunday, and the rabbi said, you really can't get married till Wednesday. So all those cases are, for example, they're considered anusim, therefore he's off the hook and they have to start paying the money. So the Gemara now saying vechen le'inyan gitin, just like ones is a viable option, the one-year law, that what we take into consideration ones, so too we're going to take into consideration ones the gebe a get, which means what? Alma kasavarava yesh ones begitin. So going the other way now. There is honest bikit, which means just like when a Torah, we deal with the circumstances that are beyond one's control, like a get also. Nafkamina, guy goes, tells his wife, I'm going to give you a get if I don't show up within 30 days. And let's say 30 days passed, he didn't show up because he was sick. So we're going to say what? Yesh honest bikitin, no get. So it's exactly opposite of how we learned in the first version of Rabat. We have two mamash opposite conclusions in the Girsaot over. The first Girsa says, in Ones Bikitin. Second Girsa says, no, yes, Ones Bikitin. So what the Gemara is going to do now is, all the proofs that we tried to bring yesterday for the Shita of in Ones Bikitin, now we're going to use them as questions according to the Shita that says, yes, Ones Bikitin. So the Gemara is going to start, Meti, I mean, your question, Hare ze gitech im lo bati mikan ve'ad shnem asar chodesh. Right, guys, I'm going to give you a get. If I don't show up within 12 months, umet betoch shnemasar chodesh, and he died within the 12 months, eno get. But it's obviously not a get, because en get the hamita. So therefore, when the 12 months came already, he was dead from before. So what's matiringa? Not a get. Matiringa is his death. nafkamina, she would have to go now make a yibum. Which is, if she didn't have children, it's the death that was really being matira, but now she has a situation of yibum. Met hu de'enoget. So the Gemara says, diyuk. Mita. Within 12 months, is not going to be considered a get. Ha hala arez a get. But let's say he got sick. Right, Gemara is making a diyuk. Only if he died, because he didn't get the hamita. However, he got sick within the 12 months, and that's why he didn't show up. We're going to say what? Harez a get. Also, what do you say? What? And on his bigitin. Gemara says, maybe I'll tell you what, that even if he got sick, he didn't get. Why? Because I'll tell you, en ones bigitin. At that point, I'm sorry, yes ones bigitin. At that point, I'll say what? That he, in a kanami imalech, imalech, halaname, enoget. Even if he got sick, it's not. The he gufa kabashwan. You know what the Gemara, the reason why told me met? The en get, the halmita. So, because I wanted to teach me the hadush that what? En get, the halmita. So the Gemara says, en get, the halmita. What do you mean? That's what you wanted to teach me by saying met? Ha, tana le resha. Which is already in the same statement, the Resha also gave a case, which was very similar, that taught me the din of En Get the Harmita. So I don't even need you to teach me that case twice. So the Gemara says, Dilma le'apuke midrabotenu. Like we said on yesterday's daf, which means there's a shita that says, it's a big machlokti of Yosef the Hakamim. When a person writes a get, let's say, right? And he doesn't say mehayyum. Everybody agrees if he says from now, and then he dates it for a later time. So even if he dies at a later time, but since he dated it retroactively, so the get is from today, so the get would be a get. Masha'enken, if he just, let's say, wrote in the get the date, today's date. He just dated it today's date, and he says it'll be after he dies. So therefore, in that case over there, the B.O.C. says, since he dated it for today, it's as if he says, I want to get to work, retroactively. Mm-hmm. Hachamim come along and say, no, dating it for today is not like you say, mayum. So in that case, we have a machloket. Is that a good case or not? Case if the Resha was coming to tell me a case where a guy did that. He wrote in the get today's date, okay? But he did not say mayum. So therefore, the reason why we had to write that case is to exclude the shita of Rabbi Yosef, that we don't go like Rabbi Yosef, that says that if you write the shita of the date, ela what? We go like the Hakamim, and therefore I need both statements to tell me and get la harmita. I need the second statement to me and get la harmita. Stop. When you don't date it, everybody agrees. If the guy says, I'm giving you the get after I die, right? And then he dies after 12 months, let's say, right? Then he dies within the 12 months. And get, but die and get la harmita. Masha'enken in the Resha, the case where he wrote the date. So I need to write that case also and get la harmita, because it's a shita that says in that case where he wrote the date, you might have thought that retroactively you can prove it. Good. You can backdate it. The point is, we have not yet proved, so therefore we have no question. We have no question against this opinion, which means that this new version wants to come along and say what? Yes, ones begitim. And therefore, you have no question from this statement over here. I can tell you that not only mita, but huadin chole. This is the reason why he gave us mita, because he wanted to teach us chedushim by en get la harmita, and wanted to teach us to la pukemet la botenu. And really, I can tell you what, yesh ones, begitin. So, Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you another question then. Tashema me'akshav im lo bati mikan va'ad 12 chodesh. Oh, he comes along and says, beferush, me'akshav. The get is going to be from now. If I don't show up within 12 months, v'met betoch 12 chodesh. And what happened? He died within the 12 months. Hare ze get. So the get is a get. Why is the get a get? Again, because he came along and said, from now. And therefore, it's retroactive. So therefore, retroactively, he was alive at that time, right? So the get can be a get. Now, there's no bigger onus than death. So if you tell me by death that what the get is going to be a get, so therefore, my love who adin lehala. So I say, all the more so when he's sick, it's also going to be a get. And therefore, you see what in onis begitin, which means if he made the get, he said from me'achshav until 12 months. And the reason why he didn't show up for 12 months because he was sick. I'm going to say why he's honest. But so what? Just like if he died, you tell me it's a get. So too, if he got sick, it's going to be a get. That teaches me what in onis begitin. Question on this version. When it says lo met dafka, when it says met, it's only met. Why? De lo nihalet tipul kame yabam. Remember, we learned on yesterday's daf, same sevara, which means like this. What's the reason why a guy is doing this whole business over there? He's giving his wife a get, if I don't come in 12 months and all that, because he doesn't want his wife to fall to yibum. That's his whole sevara, why he's trying to save his wife. Otherwise, what does he care? When he dies, either wife, his wife is free. So what is he interested in? Make sure she gets a get. Because the interest is over here is, if she gets a get, she's now not bound to marry the brother. Right? So now, when does he want that? So when he dies, that's exactly what he's concerned about. So therefore, in the case where he died within 12 months, then we could say his dot was, he wants to get to kick in retroactively, and therefore the get's going to be a get. But when he's sick, on the contrary, if he didn't show up because he was sick, he doesn't want the get to be a get, because he's still alive, he wants to stay married. And therefore, I can say that Davka met, and not Chole. And therefore, you have no question against the Shitayev as well. Tashima, we try to bring one more question. Mahid Amar Lihu. You had a story. Guy says like this to his wife. If I don't show up within 30 days, Levegita. Yeah, he says, if I don't show up in 30 days, you're divorced. Atabisov Tatinu, meaning he came after 30 days, but what happened? Upaske Mabara. Which means there was the water was blocking him. So he couldn't get over the water. Well, he wants to give the wife a get. He's there, but he just can't cross the water. The bridge is not up. The Amar Liu, so he's standing on the other side of the water, and he's screaming, Hazu da'atai, hey, look, I'm here. So, Amar Shimuel, what did Shimuel say? La Shemeh Matya. It's not considered that he's here. He didn't come. It's not considered that he came. So what do you see over here? That what? En ones begitin. Which means, even though the guy is honest, which means, what do you want from the guy? The guy came, but he's got stuck. Doesn't matter. And therefore it says that the get is going to be a get, and he can't climb along and say, well, what do you want from me? I tried, I'm stuck. In on his beginning. So it's a question on this version. Unsad shchiyah shani. That's not considered really an onus so much, because that's a prevalent onus, which means you have to anticipate that you know there's a river. And therefore you got to anticipate that from the beginning, that it's possible you're going to get back, and the river, the bridge is not going to be open, or the boat's not going to be, the ferry's not going to be able to take you across. So you have to anticipate from that at the beginning. And therefore, you should have stipulated that from the beginning, which you should have said, listen, you know, son, if I don't come back within 30 days, it's a get. But no, if the river is there and I can't get across, I want you to know that that's like I'm there. He should have anticipated from the fact that he didn't. So therefore, it's considered if it's going to be again. Velo atni ihu davshi davshi. He did it himself. And therefore, you really have no proof against the shita. So basically, what we did in this sugya, and this is the end of the sugya, what we did was, we brought a shita of Rava that wants to say, indeed, that what? Yesh onis begitin. That what? That if the guy's anus, really, the get is invalid. Right? Which is, anus is a reason to say that the get is not a get. We tried to bring questions, and the Gemara, every question was able to reject. Tosfot comes along and now says, who's the halakha like? Like the first version or the second version? Tosfot says in Ika de Amri, Pasak Rach, Kelishna Kama, De'en Ones Begitin. And that's really the halakha in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to a get, we posek like Lishna Kama, En Ones Begitin. And therefore, even if the guy's anus, the get is a get. Why? Mishum Tsenuot and Mishum Perusot. If you want to read that inside, Maran is posek as follows. We're quoting it. Actually, it's the, we're quoting from the Bet Shemuel and Siman Kuf Mem Dalid. And it's actually Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ha'ez and Siman Kuf Mem Dalid Ka Alef. After Bechol HaTorah Mahani Ones, you know, all know Torah, Ones is a concept. Mikol Makom Beget Teknu Hazal De'en Ones Begitin Mishum Tzenuot Mishum Perusot Bechol HaMekadesh Al Dat Rabbananu Mekadesh Vafki'inu Hazal Kedushin Maran Lefichach Amar Laharez Zegitech Im Lo Abo Betoch 30 Yom O Shamar Amenat Shelo Abo Betoch Lamed Yom. He's on the way there. V'hala, he got sick. Or ekbo nahar, or the river was blocking him. V'lo ba'ad lachash 30 yom. Hare ze get. Afilu omed v'savach. Even if he's standing on the river, Maran says and says, hare ni anus. She'en ones begitin. V'afati shigila dato she'en rotsu l'garesh. Even though when he's standing on the other side of the river, he's screaming, I don't want to get divorced. I'm here. Doesn't matter. Kivan shlo etna. He should have made a condition, chutz me'im yikre any onus. He should have said from the beginning, listen, I'm giving you a get unless I'm stuck from excruciating circumstances. And because he should have anticipated. The fact that he didn't do that, the get is a get.
Where's Maran?
Aval, Maran is in, I'll tell you, Kuf Mem Dalet Halakha Aleph. Okay? But Maran writes like this, Aval onis de lo shchiyach klal. But if it's honest that it's not shchiyach b'klal, which means he should never have, even anticipated it. Ben onis b'de shamayim, ben onis b'de adam, kegon achlo ari. A lion came along and ate him. That's why he didn't show up. Or kishon ahash, or nafal abayit alav, or the building fell on the guy. Lo asik da'til not alav. That had a case over there, which means the guy, the building fell on the guy, and he's screaming, I'm here, I want to get it. That, what are you going to tell the guy? Well, you should have made a condition over here, that if the building falls on you, that the get is not a get. Well, you never anticipate that a building is going to fall on you. So that case over there, now he dies. Okay, so the get is not a get. And therefore, she'll have to make a yibum. So Maran's making, it's really based on a Tosafot, that he wants to make a hiluk, that the whole Sevra of the Gemara was what? The Sevra of the Gemara was that if you don't anticipate such a thing from happening, so then you're off talk, which is the whole logic of the river was what? You should have known that. And therefore you should have said from the beginning, listen, I'm giving you a gift after 30 days, if I don't show up, barring any onus, then of course I don't want it. But the fact that you didn't stipulate the onus factor, that's as if you're saying, even if there's an onus, mm-hmm. I'm telling you the gift is a gift. But that's only on items that you should have stipulated in your din. But items that are not olei al da'atecha, for example, they're going to get eaten by a lion, or the building's going to fall on the guy's head. The guy didn't think of such a thing to stipulate that, you know, and, get this again, unless I get eaten by a lion, so then that's why I don't show up. So in that case over there, it's considered that when he's screaming, hey, I'm here, but the house fell on me, I'm here, but I'm getting eaten by a lion, the get is batel, and therefore she has to make a Yibum. Okay, that's the opinion of Maran. Now we go further in the Gemara. Marav Shemuel Bar Yitzchak. Now, what do we learn in the Gemara? We learned in the Mishnah, actually, Betula Nesit Liyom Revi'i. A Betula gets married on Wednesday. Now, we said the reason is why? Because Bet Din sits on Thursday. And therefore, since Bet Din sits on Thursday, let's just review the logic. We're concerned that the guy will have to be out Wednesday night. He's not going to find that she's a Betula. He'll be excited now, meaning hot. He's nervous. He's going to run to the Beit Din Thursday morning and say, I didn't find the Betulin over here. And therefore, since the Beit Din sits the next day, he's not going to wait till he gets appeased. He's not going to calm down. We want him to go to the Beit Din, because if he doesn't show up to the Beit Din, what are we concerned about? We're concerned that he might get appeased. And therefore, say, forget about it. Meanwhile, she went Isur when she was engaged. She went with somebody. And really, she's a Sutim. She's a Suratim. Therefore, we want the guy not to cool off. How do you make it that he's going to go to the Beit Din? So you get married Wednesday, he'll have to be out Wednesday night. When he sees that she's not a betula, he's going to run to the Beit Din. Because initially, when he finds that she's not a betula, he's angry. He's going to run to the Beit Din Thursday, I didn't find betulin. That's only his claim. So therefore, how do you believe him? No, we're concerned that, we're anticipating that what's going to happen. The voice gets out, well, you heard so-and-so went to the Beit Din, he's saying it's rough to the betulin. What's going to happen? Witnesses are going to show up. Witnesses are going to show up. What are they witnesses going to say? He's right. We know for a fact when she was arusa, when she was engaged, she went with somebody else. Oh, now ready? It's going to come out. It's going to come out. Now, lechaora, this can only apply when they had the custom of sitting on Beit Din on Thursdays. Now, whose takana was that? Ezra Sofer made a takana that Beit Din should sit on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, but it's hak. Lo shanu elam betakanat Ezra ve'ilach. This only applies to takana Ezra and on she'en batei dinin kivurin elam b'shnei b'hamishi. Right, the way the Beit Din sits on Monday and Thursday. Aval kodem takanat Ezra, but before the takana Ezra sofer shebatei dinin kivurin b'chol yom, because then Beit Din used to sit every single day. So ishani sit b'chol yom. So the lady can get married every day, because the Beit Din's open every day. So the Gemara asks, kodem takanat Ezra may dehava hava. Which means, what's the Gemara analyzing? But before Takanat Ezra, you can get married every day. That's history. Which means, what happened, happened. When you're going back, you should know that hypothetically, before Takanat Ezra, when the Bedi was sitting every day, they didn't get married every day. Maida hava hava. See, the Gemara usually doesn't discuss halachot that have no practical application, which means we're after Takana Vezah already. So what are you talking about? You should know before the Takana Vezah they were able to get married every day. Okay, so might have a hava. So the Gemara says, Haki Kamar, Iika Batedinim de Kibu'ina Idana, which means if in our day there's Bet Din that sits every day, Kekodem Takanat Ezra, like before Takanat Ezra, which means today it might have changed. Today it's possible that Bet Din sits every day, just like it was in the times before Ezra Sofer, E Isha Neset Bechol Yom. So then a lady can get married every single day, which means, so this law is really hinged on what? On Bet Din sitting on Dafka Mondays and Thursdays. Now the Tosafot just points out over here, that what does it mean? Ezra was metaken that Beit Din should sit on Mondays and Thursdays. So look at the Tosafot for a second. V'im tomar v'chitiken Ezra shelo yu batei dinim kivurim bechol yom ela bebet v'hebelvad, which means what was Ezra's takana before Ezra came on? There was Beit Din every day. Well, he got rid of all the other days of the week, which means he disbanded Beit Din and he said only on Mondays and Thursdays. Tosafot cannot accept such a takana. So Tosafot says, ואומר רבנו תם, דקודם תקנת עזרא לא היו קברים בכל יום, אלא כשהיו צריכים לשום דין, היו יושבים בכל יום ויום. ועזרא תיקן שיהיו קבועים בבית והה. וכל הנוצר לדון, יבוא וידון. Which means like this. Before תקנת עזרא, of course Beit Din was able to sit any day. Any guy had a court case, you can convene a Beit Din on any day you want, but it wasn't a set. Which means, hypothetically, if let's say there was no cases, Beit Din would be closed that day. As that Sofer said, whether there's cases or no cases, Mondays and Thursdays, it's always open. So he wasn't taking back, he was keeping all the other days of the week, technically if there's a case, but what? He kept Beit Din... Right, but he kept Beit Din established under all circumstances for at least Monday and Thursday. Now, if you look at the... the Tur in Choshe Mishpat Siman He. He writes, Ehad me'esev takanot shetiken Ezra. Ezra Sofer made 10 takanot. One of them was, Shiyu bedin yoshvim b'shni b'hamishi. The bedin was set on Mondays and Thursdays. Ve'idana kivi'ut kol yamim shavim. The Tur writes, today, bedin sits every day. There's no preference on Monday and Thursday. Ve'chen katav Rabbi Yehuda Barceloni. Da'af al pi sh'ikar kivut shel bedin b'shni b'hamishi. אם יש שום איש שסורך לישב בה בדין בכל יום, מושבים בבתי דינים בכל יום, הכל לפי סורך השעה. Very good. Now comes the Gemara says, what are you talking about? הבעינן שקדו. Which means, what are you telling me? You're telling me what? That if בית דין sits every day, so a betula can get married any day. Let's take for example, בית דין would be able to, a lady would be able to get married on a Monday. Why? Because what's the difference? Monday night, he'll have to be out. Come Tuesday. So the Gemara says, wait, what happened to Shakdu? Which means we learned yesterday, the Takanav, the Hakamim was what? What does Shakdu mean again? Rabbis were diligent. Were they diligent? To protect the Kala, they wanted to make sure that what? At least the husband's going to prepare 3 days for the Se'udah. So therefore they said, you know why she gets married on Wednesday? So after Shabbat, he could prepare the Se'udah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now it'll be a elaborate or nice Se'udah. And therefore, that's what it did Wednesday. So the Gemara is coming along and saying, by telling me, as long as Beit Din is sitting every day, get married any day you want. For example, say, get married on a Monday. What happened to Shakdu? So comes the Gemara and says, De tarich le. Which means, Rashi, look at the bottom, Rashi, Im tarach lefnei Shabbat, let's say prepared before Shabbat, V'tikin tzorche Sa'udah, Kunsa b'chad b'shni b'shabbat. Right, we're not doing away with Shakdu. Let him start making the preparations Thursday, Friday, of course Shabbat he won't. And the Sunday, let him finish up and get him to get married on Monday, which is, we're not doing that with Shaktu. He has to prepare from before, but the point is he doesn't have to wait technically for Wednesday. So comes the Gemara and says, my Shaktu. What's the Gemara's question? Until this point over here, the only rabbi that introduced us Shaktu was Shmuel. On Bet Amud Lishon, Shmuel was an Amora. He told us the reason why the rabbis made this takana between the Shadum and the Vi'i is because they want the 3-day wedding situation. So now, you're quoting me an Amora, and you're asking, oh, what about Shakdu? Now, who are you asking this question on? You're asking this question on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak. Because Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak is coming along and say, he's also an Amora. He's coming along to say, you know what? Today that we have Betin every day, get married any day. Mm-hmm. Oh, what about Chakdu? Who said Chakdu? Shmuel, you asking from one Amorah to another Amorah? Normally, you don't ask from one Amorah to another, but you can ask from a Tana to an Amorah. But you, he holds Shaktu. Maybe you know Shmuel by Shaktu. Doesn't hold Shaktu. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying? My Shaktu. Where do you see? Do you see a Tanaic source for Shaktu? If you see a Tanaic source for Shaktu, then I understand what your question was on the Rabbi. It's a question you do. The Tanya mepenema amru betulan set liom rebi'i shimaya lo ta'anat betulin hayam mashkim de betin. But like we said, that in case he has a ta'anat that she's not a betulah, he'll go to betin. So the Gemara asks, v'tenase be'ehad b'shabbat. Right, that's the case. Why didn't you get married on Sunday? Because Betin sits on Monday. The rabbis were diligent. They made a takana for the Berot. You said that what? Sheyeh Adam Toreach B'Suda Shilosha Yamim. Ehad B'Shabbat V'Shli B'Shabbat V'Zi B'Shabbat Ubar Bi'i Konsat. So therefore, you have a Tanaic source. It wasn't Shmuel's statement, this Shaktu business. It's a Tana that clearly said that the rabbis were concerned about this Deen over here, and therefore they said that you have to have the Se'uda. Now, it's interesting to point out that Maran, well, actually the Tur, in Ibn Ezer Siman, Samigdalid, writes the following. Tiknu hachamim, shetinaseh betula biyom rebi'i, v'tiba'il bilil hamishi. Married on Wednesday, bi'ah on Wednesday night. To get married on Sunday, they did not make a takana. They have to be on Sunday night. And like we said in the Gemara, because the rabbis wanted to make the 3-day preparations. So the Torah writes, today, really, Betin doesn't sit on any given day, yachol lisa bechol yom shirtze mimot tachol ubelvad shilo surche suda mukhan. We're not doing it with chaklu. I mean, you got to prepare the suda, but from the betin standpoint, get married any day. And then Maran writes, and it's really from the Tosafot. He writes in Ibn Ezer Siman Sam Mechdal Laka Gimal Pashata Menag Lisa Nashim BeErev Shabbat. The custom is even to get married on Erev Shabbat on Friday. As long as he prepares the Saudah before, they can even get married on a Friday. Comes the Gemara and says, oh. But then there came a time where there was danger. What danger are we talking about? We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us. But there was a time where there was sakana. So the custom, the people started to get married on Tuesdays. The sakana forced the people to get married on Tuesdays, velo mihu biyadam hachamim. And the rabbi didn't rebuke them, which means they gave them that bind. They said, okay, you want to get married on Tuesdays because of the sakana? Okay. Ubashini lo yichnos. But not on Mondays. Which is even in the time of the sakana, they only tolerated to push it off to Tuesday, but not to go to Monday. V'im mahmata ones, mutar. But if, let's say, it was an onus, now we don't know what this onus was, this circumstance was, but if it's an onus, it's even permissible on Monday. Umafrishin et hachatan min hakala lele Shabbat tehila. Then the Braita says, that lechet tehila, we don't want the bi'ah to take place on lele Shabbat, the first bi'ah. Umafrishin et hachatan min hakala. They would abstain the hatan from the kala on lele Shabbat. Why? Because he's making a wound. And the Gemara is going to explain, what is the wound over here? So the simple understanding is because he breaks the betulin. So breaks the betulin is causing her to bleed. So therefore, that's considered a habura. We'll see if it is or it isn't, but that's what the statement is saying, that the Katayla, they would not let them do a bi'ah on Friday night because of the habura factor. Okay? So comes the Gemara and comes along and says, my sakana. Okay, let's go now to the history. What was the sakana? It was obviously some type of sakana that the rabbis tolerated to make the weddings on Tuesday, right? Ilema de amre betula haneset leyom rebi'i tihareg. Maybe there was a gezerav de goyim, and they came along and said, any betula that gets married on Wednesday, we're going to kill them. Maybe that was a gezerah. Maybe that was a sakana. So the Gemara says, nahagu. Does the language of the Braita make sense? It says, so they had a custom to get married on Tuesdays. It's mashma that what? That the law was really, you still got to get married on Wednesdays, but the people were noheg. So it goes, what do you mean, nahagu? Legamri miyakare. We should uproot the whole Wednesday business in totality, which is, if it's mamash sakanat nefeshot, what is the language of the Gemara? They were noheg to get married on Tuesdays. As if to say, really, we still want you to get married on Wednesdays, but the people were noheg. What do you mean noheg? If it's sakanat nefeshot, do away with the whole thing. Not look at Rashi. Nagu bitmiha. Sakanat nefeshoti. The at amat nagu nikdus biyom shlishi, avam mi'akar bi'i legami lo akru. Ni'akrev yitkru nam yamim ha'ani. They should have done away with the whole takana and marry a different day. Amar Rava, Rava says like this, De amre betulah neset bayom rabi'i teba'el lehigmon tehila. Oh, this was it. Temere gezerah de goyim, any betulah that's get married on Wednesday has to have a bi'ah first with the local governor, the goy. So the goy would go now and anes the Jewish girls, the betulot, that would get married on Wednesday. So therefore, that was his day that he was in town. So therefore, they said, you know what? We have to make the wedding on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, "Hai sakana." Well, what's the sakana over here? Onesu. Really, it's ones, which means what's the lawyer? She's being raped, basically. This girl. Is it sakanat nefashot? No, is she forbidden to the husband based on this? No. So what is the Gemara mean? Sakana. Now you might tell me what the sakana is. Because don't you have to give up your life? One of the three averot that you have to give up your life is what? Gilui alayot. So therefore, technically you'll say what? That this lady over here, she's going to go now Wednesday, and the Hegemon's going to say, you have to go with me first. Even though she's being raped, gilui alayot, maybe she has to give up her life. So the Tosfot says that you would not have to give up your life in such a case. Just like Esther Malka was not obligated to give up her life when she went with Ahasuerus. Why? So Tosfot says Esther has a deen of Karka Olam. Karka Olam means she's passive. When the lady is being raped in this case, what does it mean? She's like the floor. She's like the ground. The goy is going and doing what he's doing. She's not doing anything. When do you have a deen of Yaleg Ve'al Ya'avor? That's the case where you're actively doing an Avera and they want you to do it. But yeah, she's being raped like this. So there was no deen of Sakana over here. So the Gemara is saying, why would you say Sakana? It's just, it's honest. So Gemara says, no, Mishum di'ika sinu'ot de masran nafshayu lekatala. Because what? The sinu'ot, the ladies that were mahmir on themselves, even though they didn't have to, they were giving up their lives not to be defiled by the goyim. V'atyani de sakana. So therefore, it was a sakana, not a halachic sakana. But what was happening was, you had these, you know, tzinuot ladies, that they were going beyond the law, let's say, which is really not, they shouldn't have done it, but this is what they were doing. And they were saying, you know what? We're going to die. So the rabbi said, oh, this is sakana over here now. Now already we're going to let these ladies get married on Wednesday. What's going to happen? The tzinuot are going to risk their lives. You don't have to. They're going to risk their lives for this, not to do this avera. They're going to die. Sakana, they say, you know what? Okay, they could go back on, go to Tuesday. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'lidrosh lehu de ones shari. But that's no problem of the tzinuot. Let the hachamim come along and announce to them and teach them that ones is permissible. Mm-hmm. Which means like this. Let the rabbis go announce to the tzinuot. Listen, ones is permissible. And therefore, why did they have to uproot the day or change the day to Tuesday and not scream on Tuesday? The only reason why they didn't scream on Tuesday when they were getting married was because they saw that the people that were getting married on Wednesday were putting themselves into sakana. So the Gemara is asking, you know what? Let the rabbis teach the people and say, you know what? This is not a sakanat case over here. You do not have to give your lives up for this case over here. And therefore, when they were getting married on Tuesday, the rabbi should have said, you're wrong. Just get married on Wednesday. Aye, this is happening. It's not sakanat nefeshot. And you're wrong for giving your life up. So therefore, why didn't the rabbis give a lesson on this to the people? And therefore, he could have kept the takana as is. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't. Ika pirusot v'ika nami kohanot. You have two problems over here that the rabbis could not control. First of all, you have the pirusot. What is the pirusot that she says? The I mikidnehu avi berason. The pirusot, now, what's the concern? You're going to let the people not get married on Wednesday, right? So you write the sinu, or you tell them, okay, listen, you know what? You can go with them. You're honest. You're karka olam. You don't have to give up your lives. Okay, no problem. You could solve the sinuot problem. But you're not going to be able to solve the pirutzot problem. Because if you allow them to get married on Wednesday now, the pirutzot are going to go with these goyim, this higmon, willingly. Now, what's going to happen if she goes willingly? She's forbidden the husband. So therefore, because of the pirutzot, the rabbis couldn't solve that. So therefore, the only thing they did is what? When the people started getting married on Tuesday, they allowed it. Okay, they're getting married on Tuesday. Or the kohanot, which is a kohenet, a person that's marrying a kohen, right? If she goes already, even be'onis, she's forbidden to go to her husband. So therefore, the rabbis had to say, listen, even if we're going to announce, don't worry, it's not second and the first shot, everybody's continue getting married on Wednesday, don't worry, it's considered it's not piku anefesh, but you're going to mess up the kohanot, Rashi. V'ikanami kohanot, sh'neasot al-ba'alehen, af be'onis. V'inu maslan nafshayu lemita, de eshet kohen sh'neensa asura le'ba'ala. So you see what's going to happen, she says? Since the lady that's going to marry a kohen now knows that if she goes with this guy, she's going to be forbidden. What is she going to do? She's going to give up her life. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to go with this guy. She gets messed up. Mm-hmm. And therefore, she's going to give up her life because she doesn't want to go with this guy. And therefore, it's sakana. And that's what the sakana, the Gemara's come along to say. The sakana is that we're worried about that the one that are marrying the kohanim, who are going to become asurat to their husbands, are going to give up their lives. Therefore, the rabbis allowed Tuesday. So the Gemara says, "Vili akre." Again, you're back to sakana again. She's concerned about somebody over here is going to die. So therefore, nagu uproot all Wednesday demons. It sounds like they kept the Wednesday intact, but they closed their eyes to people that were getting married on Tuesdays. What do you mean? They should have made a tekana. You know what, Rabotai? There's no more Wednesday law. Already, you tell me it led to situations where there was sakana. So the Gemara says now, Gezerah Avida de Batla. Gemara says a very important Sevara. Gezerot usually, eventually become nullified. These Gezerot, it doesn't happen forever. That the Higmon every Wednesday is going to have be out. I mean, this is a certain period of time, but eventually what happens to the Gezerot of the Goyim? It passes. V'takanta de Rabbanan. When it comes to rabbinical enactment, Mekame Gezerah lo Aklinan. In front of a gezerah of the goyim, we do not uproot. Which means the rabbis are very protective of their gezerot, so to speak. And we're not going to, every time a goy is going to make a gezerah, do away with our tekana. No, no, no. We know the way of gezerot, of the goyim. They come and go. Therefore, we're going to keep our tekana intact, meaning betulah nisit yom revi'i. That we're keeping. I become sakana. Okay, we agree. Come sakana, those that are going to get married on Tuesday, We'll allow it. What's the sakana? The chaura, anybody that goes with the igmon, worst scenario, it's a rape. No sakana. Right? So the Gemara says, well, we worry about the tsinuot, they're gonna give up their lives. And that's not an answer. Go tell the tsinuot, don't give up your lives. You're wrong. Gemara says, no, we're worried about number one, pirutzot, that they're gonna go do it now willingly. And now we're also worried about the sakana factor. Where's the sakana factor going to come? To the ones that are married to kohanim. Because if she goes be'onesh, she becomes forbidden. She goes with the hegmon, she becomes forbidden to husband. So she's not going to want to go with this guy. And then what is she going to do? She's going to risk her life justifiably, meaning in her mind, she's risking her life because she's become asura. And therefore, what's going to happen? We're worried about the sakana factor. Oh, so the sakana factor again. Uproot the whole business. The Gemara answers, you can't uproot the whole business because bottom line, the Takana, the Gezerah, the Goyim are going to come and go, and therefore you have to just wait it out. But the Gezerah, the rabbis, the Takana always stands. Gemara says, wait. Which means you tell me they got married on Tuesdays, right? Very good. The Higmon will figure it out. He'll come on Tuesdays to the town. How is making the weddings on Tuesdays going to solve the problem? So I understand you used to come on Wednesdays. Good. But now that you're doing the weddings on Tuesdays, so it'll come on Tuesdays. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Bishlishi nametu b'ayin, kevan diyadash she'etchilu nehog bishlishi. I mean, it's going to get back to the Hegmon. He's going to hear that they started getting married on Tuesdays. So the Gemara answers, misifeka lo akar nefshe. Rashi, kevan delav kivi'ut gamuru al yedet takanat beddin, sefeka ilo im yesh nesun ayom b'ayin velo akar nefshe labo b'ayin. Which is, as much as a Rasha the Hegmon is, he's got to come to the city where the Jews are. He's not going to make a trip to the city misafik, which means originally when the takana was the old, you get married on Wednesdays. He knew for sure you come on Wednesday to the city. There's going to be a wedding. There's going to you can have a, this and that. But now already that it's not, which is the rabbis didn't get up and say rabotai. Now the wedding day is Tuesday. If they would have done that, then Hegmon would say, okay, wedding day Tuesday. I'm guaranteed. I come Tuesday. There's going to be a wedding. But now already that they didn't make it a tekkan, I was just no heg. They were, so he says, it's possible there'll be a wedding, it's possible it won't be a wedding. And therefore, from a safek, he's not going to matriach himself, which means his laziness overrides his ta'va, and therefore he's not going to matriach himself to come to the city on Tuesday. Therefore, it worked. Which means the Tuesday weddings worked. Oh. Now, what did Gemara say? U'beshini lo yichnos. But Mondays, no. Fi'im mahmata onis mutar. But if there's honest, if there's circumstance, you can even get married on Monday. So now we got to know what is this honest now. My honest. What's this honest that we're talking about over here? Ilema had Amran. Maybe it's what we just talked about, that the Hegmon is going to go with the ladies on Wednesday. So therefore, just like we let him get married on Tuesday, we let him get married on Monday. What else is hold it? Hatam kari le sakana. V'achak kari le honest. Make up your mind. In the beginning, you called it a sakana. Now you're just calling it an honest. And furthermore, v'tu hatam nahagu, haka mutar. In the beginning, when you said sakana, you said there were no hag on Tuesdays. Then you come along and say, but if it's honest, mutar on Mondays. If it's the same item, if the honest is the sakana, and the sakana is the honest, so make up your mind. Is it Tuesday or is it Monday? We told you there were no hag on Tuesdays. And then you tell me why it's mutar on Monday. So obviously the onus is a different situation, different time, different gezerah. What is it? Amar Abba, Rava comes along and says, the amre sar sava bala'ir. The situation was like this. The sar sava, the general of the army, would come to the city. And what would he do when he came to the city? He would grab and take the su'udah. All the wedding preparations and all the food they prepared for the meal, this guy would come into the city on Wednesdays. That was his custom. He knew his wedding's over there. What would he do? He'd take all the wedding preparations. As she says, Sar Saba Balair, Viyahtefu Surchis Sa'uda Ma Shayimsa. So he takes all the food. So come on, hold it. Hiki Dame. What's the case over here? We were assuming that he comes on Wednesdays. Right? So there's rumors. The rumors are in the city. Oh, the guy's coming on Wednesday. And therefore, don't make the wedding on Wednesday because the food's going to get snatched up. So the guy was hechidame. Ide'atev halif. If the guy, let's say, comes on Wednesday and is going to leave, let's say, a few days later, li'akiv. So wait till next Wednesday. Which means the guy doesn't come every week. So what's the case? The guy shows up on a Wednesday, right? The general. So you worry, okay, listen, you know, you can't get married this Wednesday because there's going to be taking all the food. So that she learns this question. Wait next week. Get married the following Wednesday. It goes, Lot Sirika Da'ate the Kaba. Now, we're talking about over here where he's coming on Wednesday and he's going to stay. Which means he's going to stay for a duration. So the Gemara says, if he's going to stay for a duration, look at Rashi. The Halif La Harvi'i. Now, if the guy's leaving after Wednesday, fine. Li'akiv Jabir'i Shabbat Abba. So let him just wait till next week. So comes the Gemara and says, Begimal mihalichnos. Okay, I understand. You tell guy's coming on Wednesday, right? So now you tell him he's going to stay Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. He's going to stay for a long period of time. So therefore, but he comes on Wednesday. Okay? So therefore, that the Gemara asks, so why don't you get married on Tuesday before he comes? So the guy, it seems he always shows up on a Wednesday. So therefore, even if he stays a week, why'd you tell me get married on Monday Why did you just get married the day before he comes? You worry about he's going to snatch the Saudah, correct? So it's all onus. What's the onus? This guy's going to show up. He's going to take all the food and all that. Beautiful. He's going to come Wednesday. So the first question is, how long is he staying for? He's staying for a day or two, whatever it is. So wait till next week. What are you worried about? He says, oh, he's going to stay really for all time. All right, so you got to get married before he shows up. That's the point. Which is, if he comes Wednesday, he's going to be there, let's say, for a long period of time. I don't know how long he's going to be there for. Which is, he's going to be there for a month. What's the point? The bottom line, we don't want to delay that long. Fine. So get married before he comes. Which is, I know he's coming Wednesday. That's the point, right? If he's going to stay for a few days, then you know his itinerary. No problem. Now she says, we'll give you a week to delay the wedding. Get married next Wednesday. But let's say you don't know his itinerary. Or you know his itinerary is going to be the guy's coming for a month. Okay? Let's say a month. That she cannot accept that we're going to allow to delay a wedding for a month. So what does the Gemara say in that case? Get married on Monday. So the Gemara says, why Monday? Let him get married on Tuesday, which means, why do you say Dafka Monday? So the Gemara answers, no. Asfarvadide begimel katu. On Tuesday, his men come, which means his troops come. Which means before the general shows up, the troops show up the day before. So we're worried about what? That the troops are going to eat the soda on Tuesday. So therefore, the only option is, when you hear the guy coming on Wednesday, Tuesday is no good. Because Tuesday, they're going to snatch the soda as well. So the only answer is you can get married on a Monday. Look at that sheep. Isfarvadide. Hel mishaletav, like his servants or his army guys. Hamichilino surche Sauda. Okay, now Tosfot points out an interesting conclusion that comes out of this Gemara. Comes out like this: where there was a sakana, they only allowed the wedding to be pushed back one day. Right? Which means when the sakana was on the Wednesday, they let you go to Tuesday. They didn't go to Monday. They let you go Tuesday. But when it came to a monetary issue of taking the sauda, means the rabbis pushed you back Tuesday. Now the rabbis' sakana was Wednesday. So it's like they were more lenient when it came to this monetary item. You could even go 2 days before. So it's funny, for a sakana, they only got 1 day back. But for the food snatching, they let you go 2 days back. So Tosfot says, look at Tosfot, with a matril. Isfarda dide begimal ata. In litmawa, mishum sauda akrina takanta de rabbanan bechamim. Right? For the sauda, you push back the rabbi's takana from Wednesday to Monday. Mishum sakana, lo aki ela yom echad. He says, the be'ilat tegmon shakhiyah. He says, because this be'ilat tegmon, that the guy would come and have be'a with the betulot, that was very prevalent. Shiragil labo vilib'ol. If you would have uprooted him, go back to get married on Monday, they would have forgot the original takana of Wednesday. Which means, since it was such a prevalent thing to happen, they didn't want you to forget the original takana of the Hakamim. So therefore, going back to Monday would have been too already. Well, you would have forgot the Wednesday item in totality. So therefore, you know what? Just so you could at least remember that there was a concept of Wednesday, don't just go and uproot the whole gezerah. Do it the day before. Masha'ikin, the generals coming in to snatch the food, that wasn't so common. It wasn't for such a long period of time anyway. So therefore, they weren't worried. If you're going to go even 2 days back, you weren't going to forget the original takanat hachem, which is the rabbis were concerned also that their takanats would get forgotten. So the items that were very prevalent, the more you push it away, the further out you push it, the more they're going to forget. And since Be'ilat Tegmon was a common practice, so they're worried about that. Masha'enkin, when it came to stealing the food, it wasn't so common. Therefore, they weren't worried. So you push it from Monday to for a certain amount of time. And then we'll go back to the original takana of Wednesday. Let's just read the halakha. It says over here. And it's actually Hatam Sofer. Hazali Amidu Devrim Mkom Gezerat Malchut. The rabbis did not uproot their gezerot even when there was Gezerot, va'amri, they say gezerah avide de batle. The gezerot eventually of the goyim will be nullified. V'takatat rabbanan mekame gezerah lo aklinan. We're not going to uproot our gezerah in front of the gezerot of the goyim. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Amen.